You're praying, you're trying to trust God, you're obeying what you believe He's asking, and yet life still hurts. Maybe the situation hasn't changed, maybe the pain hasn't lifted, and maybe that prayer hasn't been answered the way that you hoped. And I know for me, I've had to walk through a process with the Lord of being in prayer, of relationship, and understanding that I feel sometimes disappointment. And then, of course, when I'm praying for something and it doesn't happen the way that I like, because now I'm uncomfortable, now I'm being challenged, now I have to walk through something where I feel like it's growth, and that's never comfortable. But it's easy for us to think, like, God, what am I doing? More specifically, what am I doing wrong? And if you've ever felt that tension, today's episode is for you. And as you listen, you might start recognizing some thought patterns or just even emotional reactions that you've never questioned before. And that's important, because awareness is often where healing begins. One of the things I love the most when I get to teach or work with my one-on-one clients or any woman that I get to mentor really is helping them reconcile pain and God, because it's so hard for us, because we hear God is good. And so when we hear the word good, we just think, well, if it's good, then I should be happy and joyful. But one of the hardest experiences for believers is when obedience, the things that we're doing, our eyes are on the Lord, that doesn't seem to produce relief. Because we expect that if we're trusting God, if we're following Him, if we're making good, right, true, honorable choices, then things should at least get easier quicker. But the Bible is full of people who were faithful and still suffered throughout their life. Now, we're not supposed to just live this life of suffering and always be in pain and things like that. That can become an identity, which is not something that we are supposed to carry. But if we think about Job, Joseph, David, Paul, there's so many others where they were faithful to the Lord. They still went through some really hard things. And none of them were suffering because they had failed God. Not all the time, right? There was definitely decisions that David made that had consequences to it. And that's one of the things that I quickly want to touch on, is I think many of us believe that suffering is just punishment all the time from God, which is why we can get so angry when we feel like we are doing everything right. But when we look at people in the Bible, we can see that suffering can come from our own choices, other people's choices that you have no control over, produced by the world, the flesh, and the devil. And also John 15, when it talks about being connected to the vine and being pruned, none of that's going to feel good. But we can also see in 2 Timothy 3:16-17, where it says, all scripture is God breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And so we can see that discomfort, suffering, can come from kind of a couple of different things. But I always say to my clients and those that go through my course, look at the fruit. Where is this leading me? What are the thoughts in my life producing? Because we can see that we can cause ourselves pain by the choices we make. Other people can come into our life and make choices that cause us pain. And we can also see that when the Lord is teaching us something new, when He's correcting us, that also doesn't feel good, as much as a parent correcting, teaching their child. When I started really walking out scripture, I just needed it always to be practical for me. I didn't need all the big fancy words. I needed to know and understand, how do I live what this is? What the scripture says. I don't want to just memorize something to memorize it. I need to be able to understand it. I need to understand what this author is saying here. And I also want to know, how am I supposed to take this and carry it throughout my day? That was really hard for me for many, many years. And it was just faithful, small steps. But I think that last year, when I really had a nervous system awakening, one day I'll tell the full story. I know you guys get little seeds of it here on the podcast. But that's when scripture really came alive for me. And I'm going to mention a few of them in the episode. But I think walking this out, it's so easy to follow him. And then when pain comes, we just want to revert back to an old way, revert back to a survival, revert back to doing, going back to the way things were, because that felt more simple. And in my own life, that was me just constantly reverting back to, but I want to control this, God. I need to feel like I have to be producing, because if not, then what's going to happen? And the Lord is constantly showing me, this is where trust is. Trust, faith in me is in your 5% of your uncertainty. And I've had to walk in that one step at a time. But when suffering doesn't make sense, our minds try to explain it. And I have learned, again, so much about this in nervous system healing the past 8 months. Our brains do not like uncertainty. So they start offering possible explanations for what could be going wrong just to create a sense of certainty. That explanation often becomes, God must be disappointed in me. I must have missed something. Maybe my faith isn't strong enough. If I trusted God better, would this still be happening? Or maybe this wouldn't be happening. And those thoughts feel convincing, but they're not always true. Sometimes they're simply the mind trying to make meaning out of your pain. Now, I'm not saying that it's always like this. I never speak in absolutes on the podcast. There are things that are black and white and in biblical, right, that are in the Bible. But not everything here is black and white. So I'm not saying that this is the only thing. Because we do have to have a level of awareness of, okay, what is going on in my life? What am I thinking about? But God being disappointed, constantly worrying if you've missed something, constantly evaluating if your faith isn't strong enough. Yeah, we need to ask ourselves, like, am I reading the word? Am I pursuing his heart? We do need to be aware of that, right? But that's not really what I'm talking about here. And if we don't slow down long enough to examine those thoughts, we can start relating to God through self-blame instead of trust. And this is often what I see with the women I work with. They love God deeply, but their pain and their suffering has disconnected them from God, thinking that God is punishing them. And their hard seasons of life, their pain, start creating these conclusions that God never actually said. Inside of my self-paced course, we spend time identifying that. You know, what is the thought that's actually driving the emotion? What belief might be forming underneath the pain? And how to respond with truth instead of assumption? Because when suffering meets unexamined thoughts, confusion can grow very quickly. And you can go ahead and check out the self-paced course at jessicahuddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L. Get started. Don't wait and continue to second guess and live in this fear of your own thoughts. Again, head to jessicahuddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L, or you can head to the show notes and click the link wherever you're listening. Now, when pain lasts longer than we expected, because we live in this instant kind of world, well, this shouldn't last this long and I should be over this by now. We can also start to interpret that as the suffering as punishment. We start to go, well, God is definitely distant now. We really try to get into control the outcome so that we can stop the pain. We replay decisions to find out where we messed up. And oftentimes, they mean you're human trying to understand something difficult. One of the biggest shifts we can make is realizing this. Faithfulness does not guarantee comfort. Jesus himself was perfectly obedient and still suffered on the cross for us. Suffering is not always evidence of failure. Sometimes it's the evidence that you're walking through a hard part of your story. Nobody likes suffering. Nobody likes to be in pain. But this is where we often get stuck, is because they know the truth intellectually, but emotionally, they still feel like something must be wrong. And that's the gap. That's the gap I work on with my one-on-one coaching clients. And you can book a free consultation if you want to explore this more. Head to the show notes, click the link. But it's really that gap between pain and suffering and God is good. But I want to give you one question to sit with this week. Instead of asking all the time, like, why is this happening to me? We need to be aware enough to say, why do I think this is happening to me? Now ask yourself this question. What story am I telling myself about God in this situation? Because that's really where this comes down to. Suffering can hurt twice sometimes. Once from the situation, and again from the conclusions we draw about God because of it. Just noticing that story can begin to loosen its grip. Awareness of this can be extremely helpful of, oh, I didn't realize I was thinking about God like this. But we also know that awareness doesn't make it practical yet. We have to step into the practical. We have to step into the renewing process. My self-paced course and one-on-one coaching can actually help you walk through those layers with guidance. And it just depends on where you are in your life right now. If you want the one-on-one, or if self-paced feels way more doable and practical for you. Suffering is hard enough without also carrying confusion about God. You're not being punished because he already took our punishment. This does not mean that you're always failing spiritually. Do we need to check in with where we are with the Lord? Yes, absolutely. Are we depending on him? Are we learning to depend? Are we learning to trust him? And your suffering for sure does not mean that God has stepped away. Sometimes the most faithful thing that you can do is stay close to God, even when the story doesn't make sense. Doing everything right doesn't always mean things will immediately feel right. But God is with you every step of the way. And sometimes clarity begins when we slow down and untangle what we're believing. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.